Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Krug. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Landrum hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Hiller reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Canizaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Jackson covering. Safe. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Cowan moves to second. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hiller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Cowan scores. It's 2 to nothing, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Cowan. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Canizaro and he is safe. Stewart steals third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. the Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stewart is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to third. Banks moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Krug batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Krug hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Banks scores. Stewart moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hiller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Landrum is 0 for 3 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Stevenson pinch hits for Chris Canizzaro. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Al Jackson. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. John Stevenson now catching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Banks moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams scores. Banks moves to third. Stewart moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cubs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Krug is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Krug hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Stewart scores. Santo moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. Krug moves to second. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson is 0-3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo scores. Krug scores. It's 8-2, Cubs. Galen Sisco now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beckert is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Beckert. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Beckert steals second. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Landrum is 0-4 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cowan is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hiller is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hiller hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cranepool is 0-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lewis is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Hiller moves to second. It's 8-3, Cubs. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Swoboda is 0-3 in the game. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Klaus now playing shortstop. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Williams is 3-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stewart is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Stewart hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo is 1-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Krug is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Danny Napoleon pinch hits for Galen Sisco. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Napoleon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cowan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cowan is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.